miles a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing, welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221 DW Tampa.
Hello everybody, I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory loaded, truly match accurate ammunition with Doppler radar verified best in class VCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fishhawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fishhawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fishhawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
Come on, boys!
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is the Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
And welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors, hour number three, right here this morning at G5 Feeding Outdoors. Stop on by and check it out. We got some stickers, some decals, Big and Wild. Put them on your ATV, UTV, side by side. Would you get a purchase today? $500 worth of free accessories. And you can go ahead and put this. We'll even put the sticker on the side of your ATV, cooler, UTV, or whatever you have.
Put it on top of your cooler on the side of your boat. I mean, that's a good place to put it.
Well, if you need,
that'd be perfect on the side of your boat.
Yeah.
If you need a fish ruler, we have those here today as well. Put it on your boat.
William Sullivan's decided to sit down with us, crazy as he is. How come you ain't in the woods today? What's it too cold for
scared,
you, man? What's the matter?
It's not too cold. When I was in West Virginia, it was 15, so I can handle 45. So yeah,
I think
problem.
He just got scared out of the woods by that bear last week.
Is that what it was?
Well, yeah. Bear that took you out.
Well, that bear had absolutely no fear of humans. But
even after the shot?
My daughter shot the deer, and we let the other deer come back in and feed. We were still waiting for a buck to come in. We had
right.
a couple of nice bucks we had seen on camera that we were given the okay to shoot, plus even a cull buck. But the bucks had to be 8 points or better outside the ears. And had a nice 7-point come in, that kind of thing, but nothing that we could shoot yet. But the deer, after the initial shot, the deer came back and just fed around the doe. They could care less. But once the bear came in.
Wait a minute. They didn't cry? They didn't cry?
No.
They come back with flowers and lay a wreath down or anything?
That's what you get, stupid.
Isn't that the way Disney says they do it in the woods?
I think so.
I'm going to get hate mail for that comment.
Yeah. No, but now I knew something was up when all of a sudden all the deer started looking up and – you know, started heading the other way.
Of course, you're thinking like a deer hunter, though. You're thinking, okay, here comes a big boy. Well, he's coming out of there. He's chasing the does off.
We had seen the bear on the camera, and so I knew there was bears around, but he came on in, and he ate the corn. He scratched underneath the feeder just like a turkey does. I mean, just sat there and scratched through every bit of corn. He was there for an hour and a half, but we had put some extra corn out away from the feeder because that's what the host had said. He said, put some out, and because once the turkeys come in, they'll eat all the corn and the deer won't come back.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I had a little extra, and that's where we had shot the doe, where my daughter had shot the doe. And so after he cleaned up all the corn that was on the ground from the feeder, he started coming that way towards the doe. And I don't know if he really saw the doe or was even concerned with that, but
he had to get a whiff of it somehow.
He had to have, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, you ain't getting the deer. And I had stood up in the blind and yelled at him and whistled at him and all that kind of stuff. He just looked at me.
What? What are you going to do?
And put his head back down and started feeding
him. How big was it?
He was 250 pounds at least.
Really?
Yeah, he was a good-looking bear. Now, there was another one on camera there that was probably close between 500 and 600. I mean, he just was roly-poly. But I fortunately didn't see him. But so I got down out of the tree, and my daughter got down behind me. She's like, Dad, let's go chase him off. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's. I got the gun. And there was another stand there closer to the archery stand.
Right here, and I'll go chase him off.
And I said, so if he starts coming to us, you get up that stand, and I'm going to yell at him, and I'll put a round in the ground.
Yeah.
But if he continues, I'm going to shoot him. So fortunately, that didn't happen. He stayed 20 yards the other side of the deer. And we were 10, so we had a little Floridian standoff, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
And finally he turned and just loped about 10 yards and got behind some palmettos. And we went and snatched the deer and drug it back on the other side of the creek. And he came right back in.
You don't have to give the exact location, but where was this in Central Florida?
South of Lake Placid. Okay. South of Lake Placid, off of 27.
All right. Yeah.
And,
so, well, you know you got at least two of them out there running around. If you see two, that means there's probably 10 more that you didn't see out
well,
there.
Well, this was – I mean, he was a good-looking bear. I mean, the hide and everything was just perfect.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no stress in his life.
Well, and the thing is, he hasn't seen people. He hasn't seen people. I mean, it's –
well, that's a good bear.
Well, but the thing is, he has no natural fear of humans. He could care less what I was doing.
Yeah.
Now, had I been able to sling lead at him or something like that, he might be running off. I would think that has something to do with why they did so well on the first.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Bear hunt.
30 years of not having to deal with anybody, you know, and they're not being scared. Nobody's you know, taking pot shots at him or anything like that to scare him off.
Well, I take it like I tell people about deer opening a deer season. When you go out that first time, all the deer come out in the fields to
they're
the
relaxed.
Feeders. Yeah. They don't give two craps about it. The first time they hear the pow or the crack or, you know, see one of their buddies get flipped over, then all of a sudden it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember this from last year.
Yeah,
I should be standing around.
It's that time of the year again.
Let's see, cool temperatures, gunshots, yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Maybe we should go hide somewhere. Well, I think we have somebody standing by on the phone. Is it Mark? Is Mark on the phone? Mark, you there?
I am.
How you doing,
Marty,
buddy?
Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
What's going on with you?
We're sitting underneath the shelter here at G5 watching the rain come down. And I know that you have a big sale going on there at Southeastern. We were there last week. But a question I have is, how's the Metropolitan Ministries food drive coming?
It is awesome, and that's why I'm calling in. So far, we have about 14 barrels of food. We are donating probably about 200 fishing combos, like little 202 combos. I mean, we just have so many items heading that way, you know, for them to hand out for Christmas and enjoy food for Christmas. And it's just, we're blessed, man. That's all I can say. We're blessed.
Yeah, whenever we sit around and talk here every weekend and talk about the things that we do, fishing, hunting, and we don't really see just how many people are out there that is in need of food and are going hungry
at
the end of the day. And I tell you, for you to take the time to remind us all of how luckily and fortunate that we live here in the United States, but there's a lot of people here in the United States that do without. And thank you for taking that time to help out a good organization.
Well, it's something that you know is near and dear. You know, I like to bless those that put hands on community. Y'all are one of the same kind of categories, you know, with what y'all do with the kids events. You know, it's near and dear to us as a company. We want to continue to grow it, you know, and I just wanted to give a quick shout out and thank y'all for all the help. Today is the last day for our sale too. We kind of extended some stuff just to give everyone enough time to come in. Still got a ton of Yetis, you know, being sold at 30% off. And you know all the sales that we had. We just, of course, took down the big tent and moved everything back inside in its normal position. But the sales still continue. So if you know of anyone out there or anyone that's listening that wants some fishing goods for, you know, 20 to 80% off, you know where to go.
That is for sure. And when I left there last weekend, I said, man, I should have got this while I was there. I should have got that. And, man, I appreciate that. And
how maybe are the Bubba Blades holding out? That's my question.
Well, I think you bought them all.
I did not. Just half of them.
Well, we still got lots of good stuff. We've got got a lot of good shipments that came in to replenish a lot of stuff that we sold, and tremendous event. Like I said, today's last day of the deal. Just if you do want to take advantage of all the big discounts we have, all I ask and all I challenge you to do is bring in $10 worth of canned goods or something that, you know, that will last on a shelf for Metropolitan. If you don't have canned goods to bring in, then bring in $10 in cash, and then what we'll do is we'll translate that and put it into like a little combo or something for a toy to give back to the community.
Awesome.
But I promise I will give you 20 to 80% off of all things there in the store, and we have them marked and pretty easy to shop.
And that's Southeastern Tackle. Where's that located, Mark?
That's 2907 North Florida Avenue, and we're on the corner of North Florida Avenue and Florabraska.
All right, man. Well, thank you again. We got to take a quick break. Brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Outdoors. Stop in there at Southeastern Tackle and support our community with Metropolitan Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
Hunters and collectors know when it comes to firearms, service, and hard-to-find ammo, Deer Hunter Guns on Gulf to Bay is Tampa's go-to shop. For over 23 years, Deer Hunter Guns has always been the place to find knives, antique, and collectible firearms, plus rows and rows of new firearms. Deer Hunter Guns will buy, sell, trade, repair, or appraise all types of firearms and answer any questions about any firearm or product. Call Deer Hunter Guns today at 727-724-9038 or check them out online at deerhunterguns.com.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you.
Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors. Man, that was I like this break rotation we have set up. And thank you, Braden, for getting all that worked out with the guys there at the radio station, getting it in there. And but again, Southeastern Tackle, if you want to stop in today, they're extended to sale, 20 to 80% off. Just bring $10 worth of canned goods or food and or $10 in cash, and they'll make it good and get all the discounts that's going on. They're on Florida Avenue. Great facility. Been there forever.
Anything you want, they got it.
That's right. But, you know, we was talking to William here about his encounter with the black bear during the just before the break. And hunting in the state now, and the bear population has, you know, they travel. And being in an area now that we're hunting with my daughter, if I encountered a bear, I always wondered, what would I do? And, you know, well, it never really bothered me. It's just a thought that came into my mind, what would you do? But hunting with my daughter and the bear coming in, I think I would be a little more – quick on the trigger, I think, and if I had that encounter and it was showed a little bit of aggression.
Well, like I said, this bear didn't show any aggression at all. He just stood there and looked at us. He just, and like I said, had he made any aggressive moves towards me, I would have probably, I would at least fired a round at the ground.
He got the one finger. He got the one.
Yeah.
And, here's the first one.
Here's your warning. But, yeah. Like I said, I never felt threatened, so I, you know, with my daughter there, I wasn't going to give me, you know, get
that's
crazy.
It, you know, because my daughter said, what are we going to do if the bear was the, you know, what would you do? I said, well, you better have a bunch of claw marks and a bite mark or two before you get to that result.
Somebody noted on my Facebook post is all they had to do was all my daughter had to do was outrun me.
That's right. So, and
that's
I think
right. Well, that's what, they say about bear hunting. You don't have to be the fastest, just don't be the last one.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
man.
You got to have your tennis shoes on. But, you know, it's so funny because, not funny, but this past week you had a guy over in Germany who got killed by a wild hog.
Yeah, that ain't funny.
No. He got killed by a wild hog out there. By the way, I read that story. I didn't know they killed that many hogs in Germany.
Oh, yes.
Half a million hogs in Germany every year they're taken out of the woods. But then also,
and they're big hogs, too.
Yeah. And then you also had a lady who died from her injuries diving down in, I think it was Costa Rica, and she was scuba diving with her husband, and she got bit on the inner thigh by a tiger shark and didn't make it. You know, she obviously hit the artery.
Femoral artery, yeah.
And she, you know, didn't make it back home. And she was actually somebody and that was politically connected. She introduced Paul Ryan at one of the Republican conventions and stuff like that, and she was down there vacationing. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't think about it. And then,
yeah, you're just enjoying.
So the shark was a liberal?
It was a tiger shark.
Might have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the thing about the hog, you know, the hog, I think we take it for granted. You know, I read that story, and I think, how many times have I seen a big old boar that snuck up behind you while you're looking at something else? And he didn't make a sound until, you know, you've seen crunch. And
you've seen the videos, the YouTube videos, and you talk about it because the hogs they have over there with that Eurasian and Russian boar, the hogs here want to get away from you.
Yeah.
Those hogs over there,
they're aggressive.
This is my – you're in my house. Yeah. You know, then that's their attitude. And I know people who have gone over and hunted them. I watched a video of a guy, it says in the disclaimer – this is why you don't wear hearing protection when you're hog hunting. And I think you've probably seen it too.
Yeah.
And it's just like what you're saying. The guy's standing there and they're doing they do a lot of pushes.
A lot of drives, yeah.
And the guy's standing there and you just see him kind of looking around, and all of a sudden it's like, Yeah, he, right, I mean, he has to just point blank shoot the hog right there, well, at his
and
leg.
In my years of hunting hogs, I've only encountered it twice where the hog was very aggressive, big boar hogs on top of that. And it was one of those things. One, I could see him about 20 yards out, and he's turning and facing me, popping his gums and letting me know we're fixing to do the tango. And but he didn't know I was carrying Mr. Ruger 44.
Yeah, so it fixed his
leg. It was all over in a few
minutes. Well, that's what happened. You know, the guy, it didn't knock him to the ground or anything like that. It got in between his legs.
Yeah, cut that
and cut,
artery.
Did the same thing. That, it cut him inside the inner thigh.
And he just bled out.
And he bled out. They couldn't get him out of there in time. But, you know, I was talking about that number. You know, 500,000 hogs they take out of the country of Germany every year. And even they, their government says that's not even enough to keep
the
population. It's not even a dent to keep the population in check. So they're suffering the same things that we're suffering here and in Texas and everywhere else.
Well, but look at the size of their country, though.
Yeah.
It's small, if you think about it.
Not a whole lot bigger than Florida.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, when you talk about land mass, it's not very much bigger than the state of Florida. But you think 500,000 hogs every year, they'd be like, man, they got that all under control. It's nowhere even under control.
No. Hey, did you see where the pheasant hunter out west shot a grizzly in the face with a –
No.
With bird shot, killed him. Yeah, the grizzly came up out of nowhere, and he had to, I mean, almost point-blank range, put it right in his snout and actually killed him with bird shot.
Well, thank God.
And at a foot, it's nothing but a giant slug.
Yep.
It's not, hadn't had time to do any spread or anything. So
I can't imagine being able to hold your shot that long. You know, let him get that close, because if you shoot him at 5 yards,
you ain't done nothing.
And not doing
you just made him matter.
You got to let him be right there on you.
That's true.
And
it's almost like you got to wait till it's pocket knife range, and do it from there. But I mean, that's it. I'm sure you've probably seen those.
I think you could look that up.
Those Black Death videos back in the day. Those guys hunting cave buffaloes, and they literally stand there, and when they're 15 feet away, you know, they shoot, and I'm like, "Are you nuts, man?"
I'd have to change my clothes.
Yeah,
clothes. There might be two bodies laying there.
Yeah, that's one of them things that you don't want to be in that situation. But good for him that was able to have the composure and to maintain that. Because, you know, in your mind, when that thing comes, it's like that hog. Whenever I was hunting, I was like, "Well, with a pistol and they charging." You got to maintain and hold, because you only get a couple of shots, and you got to make them all count.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you really do, and that comes from experience. You know,
that comes from me talking to myself a lot. You got to wait. Hold on. Not yet.
Well, and like most people in those situations, and like you said, we've done it, had the experience. Don't get me, and don't misunderstand us, folks. Anybody listening to the radio right now, and I know Glenn well enough to know. He knows to hold the shot for that hog, but he also knows if, God forbid, something screwed up, you've already picked out one or two trees
that.
Oh, and you can get
I would have been looking for the tree before. There wasn't no tree at all. Yeah. I was like, okay, now.
You've already planned your escape route.
But you also know that, you know, all you have to do is basically go, you know, laterally, either right or left. I mean, they don't turn very well. So the problem is if you let it get close enough to get next to your legs, that's the thing that's –
And they know
what
them. They know what those cutters are for.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What it's
they eating. Just go straight up and down. I mean, you've seen how they fight. They're slashing from inside. It's not a bad. It's a horrible thing to do. But I will say this: that I think that most people, if it ever injures them, and I'm probably including this guy over in Germany, they probably didn't let him know what could happen if a hog gets that close. You know, they probably told him how dangerous it was. And every hog hunt ever been on, they tell you that. You know, these things, they'll kill you. But
they don't tell you how.
They don't tell you how.
Yep.
You think it's going to knock you to the ground and, what, bite me in the back of the neck like a jaguar? I mean, you know, you're kind of like on your own. So, as Jonathan said, you have always – if he's coming at you, you better start picking out a tree. And if he doesn't have a tree, or at least to get behind, to keep him between you and him doing the dance – And, you know, I had a cousin, I told you, down in Texas, ended up in a mesquite tree all night. The javelinas just camped out underneath him and wouldn't let him out of that tree. And he knew, man, there ain't no way I can get out of this tree.
Things are worse than any boar hog you've ever come across.
Yeah, they're like little piranhas, man. They'll all attack you.
Yeah,
it's not
definitely
just
wouldn't
one or
go
two.
To sleep in that tree, because it'd be a nightmare when he woke up.
Well, he shot six of them. He had a Ruger, had a 44 mag. killed six of them thinking that every time I shoot one of them, you know, they'll run away.
No.
No.
You're running out of bullets, buddy.
Yeah. It made them matter. And they just camped out. He ended up sleeping in that tree all night, man. And woke up next morning, there's six dead javelinas there. And literally jumped out of the tree, didn't see a javelina around him, but still, in his mind, as soon as his feet hit the ground, it was
running.
A dead run to the truck, man. There was no looking back. I'll come get those things after the fire ants are done with them. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to have that plan. Right?
Well, it's like with us starting to do the hog hunts and doing some of the guiding and everything else. For me, that's the one thing when I step into the woods, be it either with my daughter or with a client or somebody like that, you always have that
contingency plan.
It's that worst. You plan for the worst and hope for the best. I mean, like my nephew, I remember we walked up on a group of hogs. And I was joking around with him, and I said, watch this, you know, because I think I told you all this story before. They busted us, and they ran off. Well, there was a couple big sows and some gilts and stuff like that. And I started, you know, doing that distressed hog call. Brother, they wheeled around, and, I mean, they come up out of the weeds, and he's laughing at me, not paying attention. And I'm like, you know, one of the big sows got close enough. I drew my .45, and I'm like – either shoot her now or move, you know. I mean, it's
that's one of the bad things about using that call, especially a distress call, because if you're using a little swine call or distress call, it's usually the biggest, baddest boy in the bunch who's going to come out.
Well, that was the problem, is it was Jonathan that was the call.
Yeah.
So they were coming right at me.
Exactly. And so you're picking a fight. You're basically bringing a fight to you. That's one of the bad things about that. Well, we got to take a fast break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are broadcasting live out here at G5 Feed and Outdoors. The whole crew's out here today, man. We're hanging out. Carlos is here. Bill George is here. Wade just showed up. I don't know. He's supposed to be at work. Maybe not. I don't know. He's running out of job today. But come by and see us. Shake a hand. Come get some great deals on some great Christmas gift ideas right here at G5 and Load Runner Trailers. We thank you both for being on board with us, man. We love you. And we look forward to another good year with you guys. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The family-owned and operated Hay Exchange at 4950 West US 92 in Plant City began a small wholesale hay distributor back in 1995 and today is one of the largest distributors of hay in Florida. But in the last 5 years, the Hay Exchange has expanded their business to not only feed the animals, but also to feed the lifestyles of their customers. The Hay Exchange is an authorized dealer for some of the most recognized brands of outdoor folks, including Case Knives, the Big Green Egg, Yeti Coolers, Cajun Fryers, Ocean Brand Kayaks, and Old Town Canoes. And with football season in full swing, the Hay Exchange is the go-to place to stock up on sauces, marinades, and seasonings. Plus Yeti coolers and the Big Green Eggs. They're perfect for any tailgating or football parties. Check it all out at thehayexchange.com or stop in today. 9450 West Highway 92 in Plant City. And you'll see that the Hay Exchange is more than just your corner feed store. Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures. But they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, January 27th, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Did you know that Florida ranks first in number of sportsmen and anglers with 3.15 million that spend $5.9 billion a year supporting over 94,000 jobs? Did you know that sportsmen and women contribute nearly $8 million to the economy every single day, adding more than $2.9 billion every year for conservation? Just another fun fact showing how sportsmen and women are helping make a difference.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live at G5. This place has, it's real easy to find. Look for the ginormous log style looking cabin with a humongous bronze elk sitting out front and all the Arctic cats and things sitting around, and you're there.
You know what's amazing is I think a lot of people, especially here in the state of Florida, don't know exactly. This is a life-size elk.
It's
a life-size elk out here in the front.
Six by six.
And when you look at it.
I've seen a couple of those out there in New Mexico.
And people wonder, you know, when you see all the videos, you watch the hunting shows about. They never show you the. They always talk about how, oh, he's a great elk, awesome, and now the work begins.
Yeah.
Because literally, unless you have a huge dump truck or something, you ain't dragging that thing out of the woods in one piece.
Yeah.
You know, the hard work begins when you've got that thing on the ground and you got to take it apart piece by piece and load it and hawk it up a mountain or something like that. If you've never seen an elk full size, when you come by G5, you will see one in full size. And when you see that rack that's on there, that's an actual rack from, I think Bill was telling me that one of the elks off of the ranch that he has out in New Mexico, that was one they copied and put on there. And when you see that, people would always ask me, why don't you want to go shoot an elk? And I'd always tell them, because my house is small. I have no place to put the head. I'd have to mount it literally on the ground.
That's like the whole, we just got extra tags. What are we going to do with all the meat? Guess what? That's one of those problems that you lovingly address, you know, during the hunt.
Right. But, if you look just from the shoulders to the tip of the nose, there's probably as much meat on there as there is on your typical Florida whitetail.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. You take one back half of that animal, and that could literally be almost three-quarters of a whitetail.
My 5x5 that's hanging on the wall is a tick smaller than him, and I know he was pushing 900 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. I mean, it's a horse with antlers.
You have to buy multiple freezers for that.
Yes.
Or you just have that one little cubic one-foot freezer. That's all that's left from all the friends that just show up.
Hey,
I got a freezer room at my place if you'd like to store some.
It's amazing how many people offer.
Volunteer, yeah. I got space in mine. I got an 8x4. It's all good. Got plenty of room in there. But, you know, we were talking about black bears before the break. William Sullivan's out here, and he had his little encounter last week with one here in the state of Florida. And sad to report that we kind of knew this stuff was coming. Once the state of Florida said no to the bear hunt, and we said right here on this show, I said, you watch. People are going to start taking things into their own hands. And there was a report this past week where a neighborhood bear was shot and killed, and a lady heard the shot out in front of her house and literally got to the point where the guys were trying to drag it away and throw it in the back of the truck, and she literally went out and sat on the bear carcass.
Well, let me say this.
Waiting for law enforcement to show up.
the way you presented it, no matter whether the state of Florida allows or not allows a bear hunt or any kind of hunt.
Well, if they allowed it, that bear wouldn't be there now.
But regardless of that, the guys broke the law, and they knew they were breaking the law because there is no bear hunt. So,
right.
You know, for them blatantly, number one, to just do it in a neighborhood knowing that there's going to be somebody around, I mean, and to do that just shows they have no regards to the law or to public safety. So,
well, they will now.
Well, no, they won't because they haven't caught them yet.
They haven't caught them yet.
Oh, they haven't caught those guys. Wow.
No. And you know what? Here's the kicker. Here's what they're facing. $500 in fines and maybe perhaps 60 days in jail.
Now,
that's it.
That's for the violation of
you get
the
more,
bear.
You get more for littering on the highway.
Well, listen, that's –
it's like 1,200.
But that's on for the taking of the bear, hunting out of season and taking of the bear. But that's not the charges that you're going to get for discharging a firearm on a public highway.
Yeah.
Mm. Discharging a recklessly but discharging –
But they can't prove that unless they find a shell or where the shot originated from and all that kind of stuff. So you can throw a good alert. Well, a good attorney's going to throw that right out.
Well, nonetheless, it's going to be one of those things that when and if they are caught, litigation will take care of that. And hopefully that'll be a deterrent, but also that'll give us, as sportsmen that are law-abiding and who promote the well-being of our wildlife in the manner of – We need to allow an opportunity for those things to happen and not cater to the minority and pushing for things like that to keep us from having the opportunity to go out and do a bear hunt where the conflicts reduce. You know, Bill's always about the bear hunt. I've not been a real bear hunt type of guy, you know, that wants to promote it or partake in it.
I'm okay with it. You?
But if it's approved, then let it be. But if it's not, then we got to follow the law.
I will speak to your point, and I'll speak to his point. And this is something for me that I think is one of the things in the outdoor industry. We're different on this show because we respect each other's points and respect each other's views. In hunting in general, and I've had this conversation and several times, and I use the Under Armour incident as one of those, is – you have people that maybe, like Glenn's point, he doesn't really want a bear hunt. I'd like there to be a bear hunt because I would probably participate in it, but it kind of goes back to Toby's situation with what he's promoting out at Citrus. You have a predator. You know, you have an ecosystem. This predator, if not managed, is going to wreck the ecosystem. And it goes back to what Braden said about the coyotes and what we've all said. Glenn, I mean, we've all set examples of the coyotes going into neighborhoods and taking small dogs and cats and all that. What do you think these bears are going to do?
As long as there's human and garbage, they'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying, though. Once they do that, and then
– if you seal off the garbage cans, what's next?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they eat the dog food and the bird seed.
How many of us sitting here know people – I know somebody very well. I'm not going to say any names on the radio, and he made it very clear to me on his property there are resident bears. This man has kids and grandkids, and I can tell you right now, $500 and a 60-day jail term, mess with one of my kids.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
And
yeah.
I'm coming for you.
And the thing is that the check and balances, they need to be in place. And
yeah.
as a person, an outdoors person, would I participate in a bear hunt? I'm not going to say I would not, but
it's just not something that tickles your not at the top of your and that's what I mean.
I'm okay to it. I don't oppose it. I don't know if I do it or not. If I had the opportunity, probably, but you know, I don't
I look at it like Cody, like we were talking about Toby with the Cody deal. If you've never Cody hunted, you're missing out. Because that is the coolest thing in the world. Take one of them howler calls out there, or take a distressed rabbit or something like that. Turn that thing on, and you just see them dogs come flying in there.
Well, they don't. Maybe.
It's not a guarantee.
That's what you hope.
It's not a guarantee because, as Wade's experienced before, when he set them up around the house, the hawks always flew down and took the rabbit off of the decoy.
I look at it this way. If I was out and I was in Williams' situation where he was out there and knows that there's a big old giant, big old bear. I think the one that he encountered was 250 pounds, and then he said the other one is a lot bigger than that one.
That was the baby.
Yeah, if there was one that was bigger than that out on the property, I would probably do what they do out of Chum and anywhere else. I would take the time. I would buy the permit to have it in my pocket just in case. And if I had a doe down like he did and that big guy came walking out, then I'd have to make that decision. And chances are if I saw one that big, that large, I'd probably be like, you know what?
Sorry about your luck, Jack.
I'm going to go ahead and whack this guy and get it. And you know
what?
And
it would be the thing is for me.
But then again, I would also eat it too. I'm not going to let that thing go. I'm not going to just go, well, that's going to make a beautiful rug or bedspread. I want that sucker in my freezer.
Yeah.
I want to see what Al's Wild Meats can do with my bear.
That's what I waited.
Some jalapeno and cheese bear sausage sounds like a – I'm down to try that.
I'm all for it. So, you know, in that sense, yeah. And, you know, the same thing goes with mountain lion. You know, here in the state of Florida, I know that cougars are protected and all that stuff, and I have friends of mine who are vehemently against hunting cougars or hunting mountain lions. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And I always tell them the same thing. That's because you haven't eaten it. And once you've tried it, it's delicious. And so you know that it's not just about a pelt. It's not just about helping some cattle rancher.
Yeah.
It's also knowing what's going to be in that freezer. And it's delicious.
If the population sustains itself,
exactly.
I'm good with it. So, but just to be a trophy hunt,
yeah,
I want to just go get a cat and put it in the house or a bear.
No.
I'm not in favor of that.
I've never been one of those, and that's why I've told this many times. You won't see me go to Africa, you know, because all that meat over there, I have to leave over there. I can bring all the antlers and the hide and all that stuff back once it's been tanned and processed.
Yeah, but what about all those villagers and everybody else that you feed?
You know what?
If
they want them, they can go shoot them. It's their animal.
I don't have a problem.
They're going to kill them with a machete?
Exactly.
Whatever.
AK-47 like poachers do. I don't care.
Lobby your government for the change.
I'm just saying.
Move up. Get an air rifle.
If I'm going to go do it, I'm going
to. Don't mention Swift Mud. That's all.
If I'm going to go do it, I'm going to go spend my money. I'm going to go spend my money in Texas where I know that I can go get it processed, get the meat done there, get everything, and bring it home. Whether it be Axis, Oryx, Sable, I mean, whatever it is, it's there in Texas.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat a giraffe.
Well,
I don't want to eat an elephant. I don't want to eat a rhinoceros. But I will dang sure eat a Sable or an Oryx or something like that taken out of the 777.
It's that you're there, and look at the benefits you're bringing that community. I mean, it's you're bringing balance.
I can send my
I'm not
money.
Trying to
I
take my Ted Nugent hat here, but you're bringing balance. That's
I understand
thing.
That, and somebody can do that if that's what they want to do. Or I can send my money to U2 and Bono, and then he can go spend
hey,
it.
Hey, look,
there.
The outfitter will cook a little backstrap or something.
I'm
for
not
you.
Paying $10,000 to go eat one steak over in Africa. I'm sorry, it's just
you
not
lost your mind.
Wow,
yeah,
you eat more than one steak.
Well, maybe I don't know, but we got to take a break now because you guys may be mad. It's the Big and Wild Outdoors broadcasting live out of G5 Feet and Outdoors. Come by and see us. We're hanging out here today and probably stay a little bit afterwards too because I need to go check out the store and see what they have on sale going on in there. It's a big sale going on just before Christmas. And also, don't forget the great folks over at Load Runner Trailers. They got deals for you too. Go check them out online at loadrunnertrailers.com. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're taking a fast break, so don't go nowhere. Okay? Stay with us.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high-quality brand that's well-known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter Ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory-loaded, truly match-accurate ammunition with Doppler radar-verified best-in-class BCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance, as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife, Christine, pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum-sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online, alswildmeatprocessing.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on.
And welcome back. Big and Wild Outdoors wrapping it up here at G5. And Braden has disappeared like he said he was going to. So.
Well, he's just checking out a few of the things inside the store.
He's talking to somebody.
He got hung up.
Yep.
You know, the store itself is still brand new as far as getting things in order, and they've done a great job here, the G5 Feeding Outdoor staff, and getting everything in place. We'll be here again next year.
Yes.
In January, and they're having a huge event that's going to be taking place then. So we're looking forward to that. But if you're looking for a side-by-side or an ATV, any size, they have it here today. And today there's a big sale for them. You make a purchase today, and you get $500 worth of accessories. And one of those things would be, for me, a windshield and a roof.
Yes.
Because you drive them things when it gets to this type of temperature and even cooler. Well, you want to block that wind because you will freeze.
And one thing I want to speak to, because I am a G5 customer because I have an Arctic Cat, is if you're looking for a service department to bring, and not just Arctic Cats, if you're looking for a service department to bring your vehicle, your side-by-side, your four-wheeler, anything like that up here, I can tell you from personal experience, these guys up here are second to none. I mean,
well, they got a lot of years of experience in the industry, so that's one thing that they didn't do is they went all out, made sure that they had the quality, the right people in place, each department here. The gun store, I know they're working on that to get all that inventory in here soon, so I think it's in the final stages of the ATF process, and we'll be seeing that all here next year, January. I say that like it's a long way off, but it's just
a couple
more weeks. We'll be into 2018, and that's when everything really is going to be in place. Looking forward for that. Again, we talk about all the product that they carry, but one of the big things that I really like in here is the case knife, and all knives for that matter. They got a large selection, one of the largest in Central Florida. Come on out, check out the knives, good stocking stuffers for this time of the year, a lot of other things going on. Tree stands, they even have the old the traditions here. Man, what a great stand that they do have, the family traditions. Summit climbers, they have those. Feeders. Every time I walk in, I say, man, they didn't have that last time I was in here. So inventory is constantly coming and changing and improving. So come on out. We have a few more minutes. We'll be live here in And if you want a Big and Wild sticker, we have a few of those left. And for a boat, whatever, or just for patching, whatever you got. Cooler lid flies off, you got it. We got there it covered go. For you. You can just tape it right back on and keep everything
there you
cool.
go.
They're full-line Yeti, right? They're one of the biggest Yeti dealers around, too.
Yeah, yeah. They are. And, of course, they have multiple selections of different things. They, that's one thing I will say. They carry not just one, but they carry a variety. I'm looking for the grills over here to fire up with something on there because I'm getting a little bit hungry after watching y'all eat that turkey breast. I know Jonathan didn't bring us the pork with the sausage and the bacon this time around.
We're eating healthy this morning.
Yeah, you guys are starting to look a little out of shape. So why? I'm gonna put you
Whoa.
On a turkey diet.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you know, all you ever see him posted is that I hate my trainer, I hate my mattress things on his Facebook page all the time. That's all you ever see. And you know what? It's starting to get to me because I hate my mattress. I'm going to have to go see his boy.
I can hook you. Hey, I can hook you up.
And then he's going to try to get me over there in that dang trainer thing, and I ain't going over there.
Oh, come on, man. You need to work out with me one time.
No, I ain't going over there.
One time.
Nah, I don't like sweating.
And I want to thank too, Braden. We need to get our good friend Brian, the pig man Quokka, on the show again soon.
Quokka?
I see he's got a new deal going on now with Carbon Express.
Yeah, I got to be on that show, man. I got to talk to that guy.
Nah, if I go with him, I don't want anything to do with arrows. I want to be in that dang helicopter.
There,
that's where I want to be.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody here at the table just shook their heads. I want to be up there. I'll borrow Jonathan's .308 and get up there with a 30-round mag and just start.
Well, see that guy there, Brian. He definitely is not afraid. He's kind of like the Ted Nugent. In the pig world, he's not worried about what people's perspective is and what they think about him. He's just doing what he enjoys to do, and it's always abiding by the law and taking care of a big problem. So
and doing a lot better than putting out all that poison everywhere.
Well, that's the one thing, that show that you're talking about, one of the helicopter shows you did, that's the first thing he led off with was basically calling out the government and the Department of Agriculture and everything else.
I still can't
saying it was the stupidest idea they've ever come out with.
It is.
Either you like them or you don't like them.
Yeah,
that's it. It's like the old Tread Barta, you know, either you love them or you hate them.
I love Tread.
I like his show. I love watching it.
I wonder what old Tread's doing these days, man. I know that he was, for a while, he was still trying to continue his show, even though he was wheelchair-bound and was actually pretty successful at it. And that's still one of those things that just freaks me out to no end. I mean, one week he's as healthy as a horse out there, you know, humping and jumping and shooting traditional longbow out there, hunting his butt off, and then it's over.
I met him in 2009, and, you know, he's an intense guy. He's I actually liked him, you know, but, you know, unfortunately he had that situation that only, like, one in a million, you know?
Well, I tell you, I think one of the best shows that he ever did, and we've talked about it on this program a couple times, where he went and did that elk hunt out west, and he did it the hard way, the Tread Barta way, the Barta way, where he went to the county courthouse, looked at plot maps, found public land access, and things like that that nobody knew about. And we talked about that on the show last week or week before.
They think that he was just like a tuna fisherman or something like that. But my favorite episode is when he shot that grizzly in the head with
the bow.
Yeah, that was amazing. thing went right down. I think it went through his eye socket or something. I mean, that is intense to get that close.
What was the name of the guy that always went with him as his backup?
Harrison.
Harrison. That's right.
He's got his own outfitting thing. Yeah, he's got his own thing going on.
He was a great guy, too. I thought that, you know, he was the small, quiet type. And he's probably the perfect guy to have in your back pocket to have watch your back. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shoot him in the head. I thought you were needing me to shoot him, and I shot him. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it's all over with. But go ahead.
Real quick, something I wanted to say real quick about Arrowhead Archery since we're talking about sales.
Oh, yeah.
We got a blowout sale going on at our shop, and any 2017 Hoyt, Matthews, and Prime Bows are 20% off. Quivers for Hoyts are 20% off. HHA is 25% off.
What's that? What's HHA?
Sights.
Oh, okay.
Scott Release is 25% off. There's going to be free arrows, arrow packages given away with full setups.
No kidding.
35% off all your Primos turkey gear and 35% off all the scent crusher in stock.
Really? Nice. You think with Sullivan out there, we'd have some sort of deal with Hunter Specialties going on.
And a few other deals. You
know. No, hey, we got Altera. You could still use the promo code CRW225.
We got some Hunter Specialty stuff on sale, too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Well, yeah, the Altera thing, you can actually go to our Facebook page there. We have a link on there.
Yeah, CRW225. You get 10% off your whole order.
Yeah, and I know that nobody wants to get socks for Christmas, but
these are socks.
I'm telling you, you know what? Yeah, your kids don't want socks for Christmas, but for the outdoorsman.
Once you get past 15 years old, you kind of understand that.
Yeah, for the guy who walks every day or does construction or even drives a truck.
Or motorcycle, Harley Davidson. I mean, they're the best socks in the world.
They are. They're awesome socks. I will give you that.
And we're not sponsored by them. So, you know, they're just good people in Kentucky, made in the USA.
We're users.
Good product.
We're users.
Well, I got something to give you guys that Altera sent down. I got a box this week.
Oh, nice.
Does anybody understand Bill's sign language?
I get
you. Come in at the right time. But before we get out of here, I want to tell everybody again to come on out. G5 Outdoors, located right here on 92 at 4960 U.S. 92. Stop on by. It's between Forbes Road and Turkey Creek Road. Very easy to find. I don't know what the exit is off
Forbes. You can't miss it.
North Forbes right there. You just get off
of I-4.
Right. Yeah.
Branch Forbes.
Yeah.
It's right here. So if you're looking for it in your GPS, just type in G5 Feeding Outdoors, and it'll lead you right here to this great event taking place today.
Yeah. It's right next to the Hay Exchange where it used to be. Always be. Always be. And I know they got great deals on everything in there. But Yeti, case knives, tree stands, horse feed. You need some hog feed for your corn, all that kind of stuff.
For the feeder itself.
And you know right what? Here. You also need to do yourself and come in and actually walk into one of these rugged cross blinds and see what everybody's talking about. I've seen more posts this past week of people that using those things, and it looks like they're sitting in the middle of a field, a shady place, and it's invisible all around them. And everybody's like, what are you sitting in, man? What is that? Well, it's a rugged cross blind. They're like, what? How do they not see you in that thing?
Come look at the magic.
Come look at the outside and then step into the inside and look out and see. And you'll see it's magic.
And don't forget the best deals on side-by-side utility vehicles, $500 off of all accessories on your purchase today. Windshield and hood and maybe even a winch. I have to go with a winch to help me drag that big game around. But we are Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by Load Runner Trailers G5. We'll see y'all next week. Be safe and tune us in.
See ya, guys.
The family-owned and operated Hay Exchange at 4950 West U.S. 92 in Plant City began a small wholesale hay distributor back in 1995, and today is one of the largest distributors of hay in Florida. But in the last 5 years, the Hay Exchange has expanded their business to not only feed the animals, but also to feed the lifestyles of their customers. The Hay Exchange is an authorized dealer for some of the most recognized brands of outdoor folks, including Case Knives, the Big Green Egg, Yeti Coolers, Cajun Fryers, Ocean Brand Kayaks, and Old Town Canoes. And with football season in full swing, the Hay Exchange is the go-to place to stock up on sauces, marinades, and seasonings. Plus Yeti coolers and the Big Green Eggs. They're perfect for any tailgating or football parties. Check it all out at thehayexchange.com or stop in today, 9450 West Highway 92 in Plant City. And you'll see that the Hay Exchange is more than just your corner feed store. Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food, and beverages. Just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers, and brochures. But they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, January 27th, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK-FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221